For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri will get nearly $2.7 billion of flexible federal aid under President Joe Biden's Coronavirus Relief Act, but the state isn't in any rush to spend it. The U.S. Treasury Department released guidelines yesterday for how states can use the money. States that apply quickly could get at least part of their share this month, but the 2022 state budget passed by lawmakers last week doesn't include the new flexible federal funds. A spokesperson for Governor Mike Parson says the administration will present a plan next year to lawmakers for how to spend that money. The Missouri House has passed a bill to legalize needle exchange programs. The House voted 101-55 for the bill yesterday. Needle exchange programs allow drug users to trade used hypodermic needles for clean ones. The aim is to stop people from reusing dirty needles or sharing needles with others, which can spread diseases such as hepatitis C and HIV. There are needle exchange programs in Missouri, but it's currently a misdemeanor to provide needles for drug use. The bill would make it legal for registered organizations to run needle exchanges in hopes of reducing the spread of disease. This year's True-False Film Festival looked a little different than normal, including with its turnout. The Columbia Missourian reports, this year's festival had a turnout of approximately 9,500 this year. While lower attendance was expected because of the COVID-19 pandemic, that was down about 37,000 tickets from last year. Those in attendance accounted for 7,450 in-person tickets and 2,050 online, according to marketing and communications specialist Leanne Lowry. This included festival passes and the online teleported True False. However, those numbers were conditional based on the number of people that actually showed up and the number of times an event was streamed per device. Lawmakers are looking towards getting a controversial gun bill to the governor's desk this week as the session inches towards a close. House Bill 944 was brought to a Senate committee to hear witness testimony and hash out differences related to the bill's terms late last week. In its original form, HB 944 sought to provide protections for farmers to defend their livestock from predators by allowing them to use firearms from a stationary vehicle on their own property. As it made its way through the House, other priorities from Republican lawmakers were tacked on as amendments, such as making firearm businesses and manufacturers essential during a state of emergency, lowering the concealed carry permitting age to 18, and allowing concealed carry permit holders to lawfully bring firearms in churches and on public transportation. An amendment was added by Representative Mark Sharp, a Democrat from Kansas City, to establish the long-discussed Blair's Law, which would allow law enforcement to arrest and punish individuals who irresponsibly fire guns. The bill is set to be sent to the Senate floor for final approval. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.